There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
The latest thing in tile is Brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them. For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool, get the look of Brick for the price of tile, as little as $4.99 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with Valspar Paint and Primer, starting at a new lower price of $19.98. And add color outdoors with 5 for $5 Select Pine Annuals. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5-1. Annual offer valid 4-5 through 4-10. While supplies last. Color and selection vary by location. U.S. stores excluding Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday and Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Day two of the Masters, and Charlie Hoffman is your leader at 4-under, despite being 3-over today through 17. Sergio Garcia is 1-off the lead at 3-under, followed by a group of 3 at 2-under, including my guy Fred Couples. Masters scoring updates being brought to you by the BMW Championship. Don't miss a shot. Visit BMWChampionship.com today. On to baseball. The Cubs open a weekend series in Milwaukee tonight. Brett Anderson will make his Cubs debut against Jimmy Nelson. Pregame starts at 6:35. Jake Arrieta joins Dan and Lawrence after this update. The White Sox host Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland opposes Phil Hughes. First pitch at 7:10. Around Major League Baseball right now, the Pirates leading Atlanta 4-1 in the fifth. Detroit 1-0 on Boston also in the fifth. And Washington at Philly about to get going. In the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play at Brooklyn tomorrow. Dwayne Wade could be back for that game, as the team is currently tied for seventh in the East with Indiana and Miami just a half a game back. Tonight, Atlanta travels to Cleveland and Miami visits Toronto. In hockey, the Blackhawks close out the regular season tomorrow against the Kings. In the NFL, Adrian Peterson is visiting New Orleans today, and hopefully he can hit Bourbon Street for a little bit. That's a fun place. And as if this wasn't happening, but Ben Roethlisberger is returning in 2017 to play for the Steelers and collect his $90 million. This scoreboard update brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. Tonight, tune in to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for First Pitch at 7:10, sponsored in part by White Castle, home of the original slider. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs take on the Brewers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Pick up an Egg McMuffin made with real butter and a freshly cracked egg.
Jake Arrieta has done it again.
J
Jake Arrieta.
Ron, he's almost superhuman. Unbelievable.
Starting pitcher for your Chicago Cubs.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
2015 NL Cy Young Award winner.
Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
World Series champion.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Talking Cubs all season long.
I tell him, hey, man, I eat plants. And lean, those are my steroids.
Jake Arrieta.
I say the sky's the limit. Maybe the universe is the limit for this guy.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
You can follow Jake Arrieta on Twitter at jarrieta34. And he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hello, Jake.
What's going on, guys? Good to be with you.
Well, we're really looking forward to this and just very excited about what's going to be a terrific season of talking baseball, talking pitching, and talking about the experience of being defending world champs. If you don't mind, I just wanted, there's something a lot of people have been asking me about that I just want to address before we dive into baseball talk. And that has to do with the discussion on this show. It was right after the election. And I was among those that expressed some concern regarding the much-discussed Hollywood tweet. Very sensitive to the use of a term that has historically had some unwelcome, shall we say, overtones. And then we talked about it shortly thereafter. And as we mentioned, I was pretty sure that it was never your intention to go there in any way. And I really thought in January you did a great job explaining what that was and what the tweet was not. And I guess bottom line is, I'm cool if you are, and would just really look forward to talking baseball with you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind talking about it at all. I just think, I'm not sure which word you're referring to, but, you know, I think that people are going to misinterpret tweets and put their own spin on it, if you will. I mean, that's kind of the general consensus and theme with Twitter as a whole. But, you know, I wasn't looking to offend anybody. Basically, the stance I took was simply a patriotic one. You know, and my viewpoint was that if people don't want to live in this country based on who the president is, then they're free to leave. You know, I stand behind what I said. I'm a proud American, and that's just my stance on it.
And we're certainly going to be talking more baseball than politics, I'm sure. It's just, I know a lot of people had asked me about it because it was something that we discussed on the show. But I'm glad we could just make sure to get it out of the way. So you also got your first start out of the way, and mostly good stuff from that first time out. How did you feel?
I thought it was good. You know, there's always room to improve. Early in the season, there's things that are going to stand out. You know, some things you like, some things you don't like. And that's, you know, kind of why we continue to go to work. I've got a important side session today to get ready for Sunday against these Brewers. And, you know, just refining everything. You know, I intend to find midseason form as quick as possible, but I'm not going to rush the process. I know that this is just a game of constant evolution and learning to adjust on the fly. And that's what I look forward to doing.
We were wondering about your process at this point in the season, because I know the Cubs did a really good job of trying to take care of you guys early on in spring training by not having you pile up innings that you didn't necessarily need, considering that you guys pitched all the way into November. So there was, Jeff Sullivan wrote a piece on Fangraphs, and they were tracking your velocity, and your fastball was hitting like 91. So I'm wondering, was that by design? Where are you holding back a little bit in the first few starts of the season because of all the innings over the last 2 years you've pitched?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, I think, you know, that's not really a big concern of mine. You know, I know that if there's a time, if I need to reach back or if I need to be at a certain velocity, you know, I feel like I can utilize that. I mean, there's going to be times where you might have a stretch of starts where you don't have your high-end velocity, and that's kind of something that comes along with a 4-start season. You know, you're not promised to feel your best every time you go out there, but it's, you know, for me, it boils down to just winning the ball game and using the stuff you have on that day to get the job done. Whether that's, you know, 96 or 91, 92, that's still plenty for me to get the job done.
Do you know, as you're taking the mound, what type of stuff you have, or does that take a couple of innings?
Well, I think the really the only thing that a pregame side is used for is to get your body and your arm ready for the game. You know, my no-hitter in L.A. was probably my worst pregame side I've ever had. And the ability to be in the place mentally where you don't let that affect you going into the game is extremely important, and that's something that I used to do as a young player. I'd harp too much on how I felt before I went into the game. I'd be a little bit worried about not having my breaking ball the way I wanted it, but it really has no bearing on the way you perform in game. So, you know, I really just use that time, like I said, to get my body loose, to get my arm ready, and you know, it can be a completely different story once you take the mound.
How much information do you want? How much do you ask to know? Do you want to say, do you get back to the dugout or say, you know, where was my fastball? Do you look behind you and see whatever the gun is registering that day? Do you ask about the spin rate that's available right now to everybody? Or do you just sort of innately know how it is by how it feels and by the reaction of the hitters?
Well, you know, I don't get too deep into, you know, the analytical side of it. My concern is, you know, having conversations with Mike Borzello, with our catchers, Montero and Contreras, and going over scouting reports, you know, how to manage a lineup, who are we not going to let beat us in a big situation, situational walks, which can actually, you know, play in your favor in a game. If you got, you know, a base open with a guy on second, you got a guy like Joey Votto coming to the plate, chances are you're going to pick your spots. You're going to be careful and probably pitch to the guy that's on deck. So those are the types of information I look at. And the in-game information I get from the guy behind the plate, because there's a lot of times where I'll execute a pitch and not see the exact location of that pitch. And there's kind of in-between pitch conversations with Contreras or Montero. And then in between innings, you know, I'll go over some things with Bazio and with Borzello, because they'll typically run up, watch a couple of the at-bats, check the video, check some location, and give me some information moving forward. And those are really the things that I try and stick to.
You know, I was going to ask about Contreras specifically because we've been watching very carefully his burgeoning relationships with you guys, and there's so much nuance involved in that. There's so many layers to it, and we forget that as solid a performance as he had, as talented as he is, he's still a young guy, still inexperienced and still learning, and even in his conversations with David Ross, there's only so much that can replace actual experience. Does it mean that you have a bit of a responsibility to be a helping hand, to not try to ask too much of him, not try to be over reliant on him? Is it on you to actively cultivate the relationship this time of year?
Well, I think you know, that responsibility falls on all of the pitchers as a whole, and it starts in spring training, starting to develop the relationship in bullpen sessions and conversations that we have before and after those sides. That just helps build confidence, you know, amongst, you know, the entire group. It's a tough job as a young catcher to come into a big league clubhouse and have the responsibility of learning and understanding, you know, 13 different pitchers. There's a lot on your plate, but, you know, the transformation that he's made has really been night and day. And he has, you know, such a, and he just seems so comfortable behind the plate and in the box now. I mean, he doesn't look like a second year player. He's really playing beyond his years, and I think there's a lot of factors that play into that. You know, Mike Borzello has continued to work with our catchers on a daily basis and really helping those guys turn the corner, and not just here, but in spring training for the 6-7 weeks that we're down there. So you know, there's a lot of people that you can attribute his advancement too, but you got to give him a lot of credit for being, you know, very willing to learn and able to handle a lot of information.
What was it like to face Dexter Fowler, and what was that pitch you struck him out on? Was that a change?
Are you talking the one in the first inning, or I think I faced him in the fifth, maybe?
Yeah, in the one in the fifth, the one that was filthy.
Yeah, that was a curveball. I threw him three curveballs in a row. I believe the first one was a swinging strike. Second was he took it for strike two, and then he swung at the third one. So those were that was a situation where I didn't want to get beat. Wanted to make really good pitches at the bottom of the strike zone, and I trusted Contreras back there. He called the pitches, and I went with him.
With all of the defensive shifting that the Cubs do, trying to make sure that they ensure, if nothing else, certain likelihoods, if you can induce the contact that allows them to matter, how does that inform your location, and generally how is that communicated? If you know a guy's coming up, is it just like you say, a general scouting report, something like hard stuff in, soft stuff away, or is it literally specifically pitch to pitch where you've got a guy moved over to a location where you think you can get him to hit it?
Well, I think the scouting reports and the positioning of our infield and outfielders is linked 100%. We pitch to our scouting report based on, where our infield and outfielders are going to be. And I think there are certain counts, predictable breaking ball counts or fastball counts, it's either, Gary Jones, Brandon Hyde, repositioning these guys accordingly. And, I think as you guys have seen over the past, 14 months, they've done an incredible job, and we've got some of the best athletes, on the planet, playing behind us for defense. So I think those two things work out pretty well for us.
Jake, how did this past offseason, how did it differ from the offseason before as far as when you started throwing, how your preparation going into spring training went?
I mean, the preparation really didn't change much. Obviously, the timeline of the off season was shortened, but for good reason, obviously. I started everything around the same time. I didn't take much time off of training. It took a couple weeks, but I'll start to go crazy if I don't get in the gym and move around and be active. So that's just kind of part of my daily routine as is. But, I started throwing around the same time, right at the end of the first week of January.
We have been talking a great deal about how Joe Maddon is going to change methods as his team matures. And obviously, when you get something as dramatically life-altering as winning the World Series, that his tactics might evolve faster as well. And your guys always embrace this stuff, that you've loved buying the onesies and doing all that. But as a player with another year under his belt and dealing with some of this stuff, and we talked to Chris Bryant about it too in spring training, how much do you think some of the goofy stuff is still necessary to loosen up a team? And how much do you think it's like, all right, well, we did some of that, we get it, it's all good, that maybe he doesn't have to do some of that stuff to get the same result?
Well, I don't see Joe changing at all. Joe is who he is, and that's why he's been so successful. He stays true to himself, and he tries to have some of that stuff reverberate in the clubhouse, and it really rubs off. It's contagious. I think that he puts all the accountability on the players. He lets us police everything. I mean, we don't really have any rules. It's just it's about being adults. And being around a group of guys for, 7 or 8 months can be difficult. And that's why I think a lot of the stuff that Joe does, helps keep us loose. We've had a stretch, last year, I believe, before the All-Star break, we lost, 10 or 12 of 15 games. And, that's a time where, he'll bring a magician in, or we'll have animals in the clubhouse. It's just, it's something to break up the monotony of, coming to the ballpark every day and having the exact same routine. So I think things like that really keep it loose and help us have a good time.
What are you looking forward to? You guys got business to tend to in Milwaukee, but Monday when you get back to Chicago, what are you most looking forward to at Wrigley Field?
Well, I think, the ceremonies we're going to have the first couple of days. I think they're going to have the banner raised on Monday, and then we get our rings on Tuesday. So, I think Tuesday is the day it's really going to finally sink in. We get to get the jewelry, and kind of experience that as an organization, as a city. and then try and put it behind us and continue our journey throughout 2017. So it's going to be an extremely electric atmosphere. I know the fans are just as excited as we are, and we're really looking forward to getting home, you know, Sunday night.
Have you decided if you are a wear the ring guy? Are you a keep the ring in a safe deposit box guy? Is it a special occasion thing? Because some people just can't wait to wear it out everywhere.
Yeah, I'll probably save it for special occasions. We've got, you know, some events this year. We'll have to get suited up, and I'll probably throw it on then. But I'm not a big ring guy. I've got a tattoo of a wedding ring versus having to wear a ring every day. So I'll just throw it on for special occasions. And if I want to rub it in anybody's face, I might throw it on then as well.
Don't you also have a tattoo of the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers now?
I sure do. You know, I'm not extremely proud of it, but you know, a bet's a bet, and I feel like, you know, I had to stick to my word and follow through with it.
How did he get you to agree to that?
Well, it was actually my idea. You know, I had a ton of faith and still do in my Horned Frogs, and I didn't see that there was any chance of the Chanticleers pulling it out, you know, over the Frogs, but they managed to do so, and I had to put my money where my mouth was.
Jake, what did you think of the ball sticking to Yadier Molina's chest protector?
Well, I don't think that's something you'll ever see again in this game. Just incredible. I mean, the ball stayed to his chest protector while he was moving around. No one knew where the damn ball was. It was actually one of the funnier things I've ever seen, and I'm looking forward to seeing Millar and Rose talk about it on Intentional Talk.
Well, the theory is they're like the Kennedy assassination right now that's going around, and it was spurred by Molina's really defensive reaction, too, when asked about could there be a substance on there of some kind. He's like, oh, that's a stupid question. What are you talking about? So there's it has fueled some theorists.
Well, I mean, look, there's, you know, these position players and pitchers, we're, you know, we all hit. We're using tough skin. We're using pine tar. We're using rosin. So, I mean, there's things that we use, and it's completely legal. If he had a little bit on his chest protector, it shouldn't be a big deal to anybody. This is baseball. Everybody knows there's things like that used and involved in the game, and I just think it's something. It was kind of a crazy situation. I thought it was hilarious. You know, and I don't think that anybody should take any heat for that at all.
Well, Jake, thanks. We appreciate you jumping on, and I know the Cubs fans are very much looking forward to you being on a couple times a month talking about what's going on with this team. So thank you for joining us, and we look forward to the Cubs getting back to Chicago.
All right, boys. Look forward to it.
That is Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta, who you will hear on the Bernstein and Goff show throughout this season, alternating with the defending MVP Chris Bryant. The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Firestone Complete Auto Care. The Cubs take on the Brewers. The White Sox are playing Milwaukee. And today's Chicago baseball schedule is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
I thought that Jake did a really good job of breaking down what was going on with Molina's chest protector. I heard another great breakdown from Ron Coomer earlier this morning on the subject. We'll play it for you next.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Golfers, don't miss The Scorecard. 2 hours of golf talk with Ed Sherman and Steve Oken every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Presented by Geneva National Resort and the BMW Championship. Only on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Seattle Seahawk Richard Sherman is reportedly available for trade. And the only thing more surprising than that is the fact that GM John Schneider and Coach Pete Carroll could not be more comfortable talking about that in public. Question is, why are they looking to trade him? And whose idea was it? Was it theirs, or maybe was it Richard Sherman's? Tough to say, but it seems pretty simple to me. You're trying to win a ring. You're running out of time. Ask yourself, are you a better team without Richard Sherman than you are with him? Of course not. And it should have never gotten to this point. Sure, Sherman is loud. He's polarizing, but he's not a me guy. He's a team guy. If I'm Seattle, I'm not looking to move this guy. I'm looking to find out what his issue is and make it right. They've got much bigger problems than Richard Sherman. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The Home Loan Expert is a mortgage bank. That gives us a huge advantage over the brokers because we underwrite our own conventional and FHA loans. What does that mean for you? Lower rates and faster turn times. Although we now have that big bank lending platform, our customer-first approach hasn't changed from when I first started knocking on doors signing up loans. In fact, we'll still come to your home or office if you can't come to us. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Newcastle Home Loan, NMLS number 15580, Equal Housing Lender.
Home prices are up 32% since 2012, over 6% in just last year. If you own a home, refinance now and take some cash out. Pay off high credit card debt, breathe a little easy. I'm Jim Quist, Newcastle.loans. See me online at Newcastle.loans. That's Newcastle.loans. Or call 855-610-1112. 855-610-1112. I'm here to help you. It's easy. Refinance and get the cash you need.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those projects popping up on your to-do list. Get your garden started with 5 bags of Stay Green garden soil now for just $10. And do a little outdoor spring cleaning and save $70 on a Troy-Bilt 2800 PSI gas pressure washer, now for just $249. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Soil offer valid 4-5 through 5-10. Pressure washer offer valid through 4-10. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, where right now, select John Deere mowers come with a free Home Depot gift card worth up to $350. From zero-turn models to the new Excel cutting decks, John Deere gives you a quality cut that won't cut into your downtime. And that free Home Depot gift card puts even more spring in your pocket. Buy a John Deere, get a gift card during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 19th in store and online. Gift card via mailing rebate. See store for details.
Welcome to Hyundai, where better drives us.
Can you make my garage better?
What's the problem?
Teenagers.
GarageBand, huh?
What?
I see.
Heavy metal is their specialty.
Well, you could replace all those instruments with a brand new Hyundai at our spring cleaning sales event.
You mean take back my garage and make room for a new car?
Or an SUV. We have three to choose from, the Tucson, Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe Sport, all with available all-wheel drive.
That sounds way better than heavy metal.
And every Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's a long time.
Long enough for my hearing to return?
Fingers crossed.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. This is the reason to buy now. Hurry to our spring cleaning sales event and get an amazing deal on a new Hyundai. Like up to $4,250 in total savings on the technology-packed Santa Fe Sport. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
There's a drive. Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
The latest thing in tile is Brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them. For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool, get the look of Brick for the price of tile, as little as $4.99 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday and Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Day two of the Masters, Charlie Hoffman is in the clubhouse at 4-under despite shooting a 3-over 75 today. Sergio Garcia is also at 4-under and on 18 right now. A group of three are tied at 2-under, including lefty Ricky and Bill McGirt, who shot a 1-over 73 today. This Masters score update is being brought to you by Lake Lawn Resort, now offering their Masters special of $39 for 18 holes and a card. Call 800-338-5252.
I thought it was good. You know, there's always room to improve. Early in the season, there's things that are going to stand out. You know, some things you like, some things you don't like. And that's, you know, kind of why we continue to go to work. I've got a important side session today to get ready for Sunday against these Brewers.
That's Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta on with Dan and Lawrence. He'll make a regular visit to the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on The Score. If you want to catch that full interview, you can go to 670thescore.com and listen to it in its entirety. The Cubs do take on the Brewers, as Arrieta mentioned right there. Tonight is Brett Anderson making his Cubs debut against Jimmy Nelson. Pregame starts here on The Score at 6:35. The White Sox host Minnesota tonight. Derek Holland opposes Phil Hughes. First pitch at 7:10. Going on in baseball right now, the Pirates lead Atlanta 4-1 in the seventh. Detroit up 2-0 on Boston, also in the seventh. And Washington with a quick 2-0 lead in Philly there in the first inning. On to the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play at Brooklyn tomorrow. Dwayne Wade could be back that game, as the team is currently tied for seventh in the East with Indiana. Miami's just a half game back. Tonight in the NBA, Atlanta travels to Cleveland. Miami visits Toronto. In hockey, the Blackhawks close out the regular season tomorrow against the Kings. And NFL, Adrian Peterson is visiting New Orleans today. And Ben Roethlisberger is going back to Pittsburgh to play for the 2017 season. Not much of a surprise there. This scoreboard update brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. The Illinois Derby is back April 22nd. For details, visit HawthorneRacecourse.com. Now at CeCe's, three new deep dish pizzas on the Unlimited Buffet. Dig into new original deep dish and the baked-in flavors of new jalapeno cheddar and garlic parmesan. More flavor deep in every bite. Just five and change at CeCe's. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Cubs take on the Brewers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Heading downtown this weekend? Park smarter and get there easier with Spot Hero. Download the Spot Hero app to book parking ahead of time. It's easy, and you'll get a great deal. Plus, use promo code START for $10 off your first reservation. Spot Hero. Parking safe.
As we went to break, Lawrence Holmes, who's filling in for Jason Goff in the Bernstein and Goff Show today. And by the way, I don't know exactly what your responsibilities might be in my stead next week, because I'm going to be out on family vacation for spring break.
I am with Jason Tuesday through Friday, okay. Because Monday we have...
I'm back Friday.
Are you back Friday? So yeah. I guess I'm back Or maybe I'm with you on Friday and Jason's out. I thought I was on the schedule for the whole week, next week. But you know that I'm kind of, you know, special assignments guy.
Right.
So I'm going to be with Mark Grody Monday from 5 to 6 leading into our pregame show. Jason's going to have the hit and run crew hanging out with them.
Oh, perfect.
Which is going to be awesome. And then Jay and I get a chance to do some shows together. This morning I was driving into the station because I had a sit down with Jake Johnson of New Girl. We had a great conversation. It'll be up on the web in a little bit in podcast form. But I was listening to Mully and Hanley on the drive in, and they had Ron Coomer on the show, and he kind of explained what he thought was going on with the chest protector of one Yadier Molina. Take a listen.
Well, I think there's going to have to be something talked about. And the bottom line is he has to put pine tar on his chest protector. There's no doubt. Or something along those lines like that. You know, you'll see in the on-deck circle that stick that guys are using instead of the pine tar rag, the old-fashioned pine tar rag. He could be putting that on his chest protector. But the reason why they would do that, and I'll be quite honest, I did it at third base. I put pine tar on the final, on the string, on the little finger of my glove for grip. And yes, it's illegal, but half the league does it. It's either to help his pitcher and doctor up the baseball, or when he blocks the baseball, the ball hits and kind of sticks and stays real close to him. You know, so something there
right.
is going on, and whatever it is, it's not legal. So I got to believe that, you know, he's in, like, how about this? Sticky situation, because if you get down to a close game at the end and all of a sudden a manager goes out and says, we need to check his chest protector, he gets thrown out of the game for doctoring the baseball.
Ron Coomer on the Mully and Hanley show. Now, there's some fascinating stuff there, because I had not considered that a chest protector, that a certain elasticity of chest protector would be desired by a catcher for where the ball would hit as far as how far away it would roll. That's interesting. You know, when I experienced that was purchasing goalie pads.
Right. Looking for the rebound.
And I did not know that when you get to a different level of goalie pad, that they are customized for how you want the puck to rebound. That some want a close rebound they can cover up. A different goalie style may want to better kick the puck toward the corner and have it further away from the goal. It's style, it's personal preference, and I've never really thought of that, about what he might do to customize his own equipment in that regard.
I thought was really interesting, and I'm sure someone has told someone, whether inside that dugout or in that front office, about the way Yachty reacted to the question. And now, if you're Joe Maddon, you have the opportunity to mess with him. You have the opportunity in a late game before his next at bat to say, go check that guy.
I don't know if you've seen the Twitter pictures, though, because there are some, the composite pictures, that seem to argue the substance was not on the chest protector.
But on the ball.
Correct. Because there's before, during, and after photos that have been juxtaposed. And I've seen it. I'm sorry if I can't give proper Twitter credit to where I saw it. But I saw one, you see a clean chest protector. You then see the ball stuck to it, and then upon removal of the ball, you see a mark on the chest protector, which would lead you to believe that there's a glob of something on the ball. Yet, common sense would tell you that something that obvious, unless the umpire said something on a cool day, or there was some awareness of some latitude on a cool day, that would be glaring to put that much of a dollop on the ball.
But didn't we pretty much just have Jake Arrieta confirm that
yes.
this is what happens?
And Coomer just did too.
I just thought it was good stuff from Coomer. They had a great conversation on MullyandHanley.com if you want to hear the whole Ron Coomer interview. But it was great stuff with him kind of explaining from his own personal vantage point, saying that everyone does it. And it can be an issue of gamesmanship by Maddon. If they get into a tight game with the Cardinals at some point, and you know Yachty is coming up in the next half of the inning, you can go say, you know what? Let's go check that guy.
You
Let's just
what?
See what's happening with his chest protector.
Watch him keep his powder dry until October.
That's what I mean.
Like,
just,
it's,
just stash it away. You just remember it, and then maybe on another one of these cold days when guys are looking for grip, or maybe you save it for the eighth inning of a divisional playoff.
And then watch Mike Matheny's head explode.
You can watch that in a regular season game because he doesn't know the difference.
And that's true. And also, his decision-making probably makes his head explode, too.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by CeCe's. Cubs take on the Brewers. The White Sox play Minnesota. I think I misspoke here because I do think that Nick Shepkowski writes with his feet, but I can't be sure. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule, brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, three new deep dish pizzas. New original deep dish, jalapeno cheddar, and garlic parmesan, all in the unlimited buffet for just $5 and change. I'm really excited about our next guest. Darren Willman of MLB is the guy in charge of all the new cool toys. The StatCast stuff and exit velocity and the launch angle and catch probability. And he's a great Twitter follow, trying to keep us informed in new and different ways, and we're going to talk to him all about it next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Reigning MVP Chris Bryant makes his debut on the Bernstein and Goff Show Monday at 2 before the Cubs home opener.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Chris Bryant, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those indoor and outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add new color inside with Valspar Paint and Primer, starting at a new lower price of $19.98. And add color outdoors with 5 for $5 select pint annuals. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5-1. Annual offer valid 4-5 through 4-10. While supplies last. Color and selection vary by location. U.S. stores excluding Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online at select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/GoPhone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, when you buy one HP ink, you'll get the second 40% off.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
Hence 4817. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
This week on the Jake Brown Show.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Melly Mel here. How good does it feel to be going back around the world performing?
Yo, I feel very fortunate because we have songs that last and stand the test of time.
You know, that's hard to do. You guys have been doing it 40 years.
When we do a show, our show is a show for all ages. You can bring your kids. It's a real entertaining kind of show. Be having fun with the crowd.
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here is Kyle Schwarber batting, and he'll drive one in the air. Deep right field. If it's fair, it's going to be gone. That is a three-run home run. The Cubs have a 5-4 lead. Kyle Schwarber launching a long home run down the right field line, and the Cubs have their first lead of the day.
And we were able to learn that that Kyle Schwarber home run had the highest exit velocity of any ball he's ever hit off of a left-handed pitcher.
112 miles per hour for the thuggish, ruggish bone.
The what?
That's his walk-up music, Thuggish Ruggish Bone by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
And part of the reason we know that exit velocity and the launch angle and the distance traveled and the highest point it reached was because of the StatCast system installed in parks all over MLB. And one of the guys completely in charge of all that stuff is an absolute must-follow on Twitter. He is Darren Willman, who is MLB's advanced stats guru and on Twitter at D-A-R-E-N. W, who joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. These have to be some exciting times for you, Darren. How are you?
Very good. I'm going to have to start hashtagging Thuggish Ruggish Bone with Schwarber tweet, huh?
Yes, you have to. I mean, it's a whole like Ohio thing because they're from there. I did it last night when I retweeted the stat cast of it. I just put Thuggish and Ruggish because it's exactly what he walks up to.
Nice. It's awesome.
So tell us about how the StatCast system and all the information that is now available to MLB fans, how it got to this point this season this quickly.
Well, so I'll sort of explain what the StatCast system is first. It's a combination of radar tracking technology, which tracks the ball basically, and a series of cameras that track everything the players do on the field. So we're able to combine those two systems, and so we can basically see anything that happens on the field. It's a ton of data. It's really cool. It's been we launched it in 2015, and so for the first couple of years, we were kind of just gathering the data, analyzing it, figuring out trends, and this year we've kind of started introducing metrics. We're starting to unleash a little bit of its capabilities.
When you actually put the stuff in there and when each park has to make sure some of these angles are standardized, who's in charge of the actual nuts and bolts of the tech? I mean, how do you make sure that everything is, it just sounds so, for lack of a better term, it sounds fragile. And I wonder how you can make sure that every game, all of this stuff is working as it should be physically.
Yeah, so it's all audited. MLB doesn't actually install these. We have third-party vendors. TrackMan does the radar technology, and Chiron Higo does the optical camera tracking. And so they have engineers that go out there and they audit it, make sure it all the angles and everything jives. What is interesting though is there are certain parks that had to be retrofitted. So the new parks it's not a big issue, right? Because we can set specifics to say, hey, this park needs to put their StatCast here. But when you're dealing with, like, Fenway and Wrigley, you kind of have to retrofit into their old style stadium, which is kind of an interesting problem.
I read the Rolling Stone profile on you, And I'm sure there are plenty of people that are surprised to hear that you're an ex-player. So how did you decide that you wanted to turn your love for playing the game into someone that's really tracking the game?
I kind of have an interesting backstory. So, I played baseball all the way through college. A lot of time I sat at the bench my first 2 years, especially. And so I actually got a pretty good idea of what our coaches track. So we tracked a lot of pitch, like what pitchers are throwing against us, where the location is, and we would do little spread charts. And I always thought that was really cool. And so I had a computer science background, and then about 4 years ago, I came across what was the old tracking technology for pitches called PitchFX. And so I kind of started just messing up that data and then kind of creating the reports I was creating in college for the pros. And it just kind of caught on. People loved it. They would tweet at me and say, hey, you should add this. And I got a lot of good feedback from people online and in various other places.
I also wonder, when all is said and done, what this is going to mean for overall evaluation of players, because we're still at the beginning of the beginning of this. And if I'm an agent, for example, if I'm a player, if I'm an agent, I'm thinking about new and different ways to use some of these objective measures when showing how valuable my player is. Maybe it comes time for an arbitration or a negotiation where we're going to start to see new ways of players showing found value, saying, look at the route that this guy takes to get to balls, or this fabulous stat of catch probability, which is now giving us an opportunity to measure outfield defense in new ways where guys may be appreciated differently. Is that something that you've heard about or is on your mind also?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's tough for us to tell what teams are actually evaluating through StatCast. We just provide the data to them. But certainly you could tell, like, you take somebody like Giancarlo Stanton of Miami, you know, he's the only one who's hit the ball 120 miles an hour and done it a few times. Like, that's not something you can teach somebody. So, yeah, is that valuable? If you can make contact, sure. Of course, with some of this catch probability stuff we're working on, I believe Jason Hayward was like the only guy last year who made every routine play, which is, I mean, that's valuable. So certain things like that, absolutely. How teams are actually analyzing it is really tough to tell. But I think agents could definitely make an argument based on some of the stuff that this guy's more valuable based on his defense. He might not hit great, but he saves this amount of runs or however you look at it.
What's something that you're unsatisfied with that hasn't quite been vetted out or figured out to your satisfaction?
Well, I'm not unsatisfied. So going back to what you're saying, we're at the tip of the iceberg right now. So we have a pipeline of ideas that we want to implement. It's just a matter of we have to be very cautious with pretty much everything we do. Going back to your part about the agents, you know, all this data is going to get out there publicly. And we don't want to cause a rift there. So we're basically in the business of fan experience. So there's a lot of things that we're working on. So right now we have catch probability. I think one of the things we're really going to start focusing on after we're happy with that is infield. No one's ever been able to really track that. It has its own set of problems that we need to solve. But I think once we get to that point, it'll be another really cool thing that we'll have to show.
We had an extended conversation with Theo Epstein a couple of weeks ago about something the Cubs are doing on their own, and that they are footing the bill for this proprietarily, putting in cameras to try to predict, for lack of a better term, it's the holy grail here, but they're trying to gather data to predict attrition and or injury in pitchers, looking at arm angle and spin rate and release point and everything they can do with motion capture to try to see if there's any commonalities given a large enough data set to figure out when a pitcher should rest or if a pitcher is showing signs of something that has yet to be diagnosed. Do you have any confidence that that kind of thing can get done? Is it something that you've thought about as well, or is that just the team's issue to figure out?
Yeah, so I actually interviewed the team. That was one of the major things they were concerned with at the time. It wasn't the Cubs. But absolutely, I think every team has some branch that's working on something extremely similar. Yeah, you're right. It's the holy grail. I know a lot of teams are experimenting with wearables and tracking sleep and doing other things. You know, whether or not it actually will work, who knows? I think, you know, every pitcher is different. That's the problem. Every pitcher has different mechanics. Sure, maybe you can tell a guy's arm is dragging a little bit or his release point's off. I think it will be interesting to see if teams can actually figure it out and if injuries do go down. I mean, that's going to be the easiest way to find out. Are Tommy John's going down? Are hamstring injuries going down because he's resting more? Things like that.
I follow you on Twitter, and I've tweeted you a couple times because I think the stuff is incredible. When does your work day start, and when does it stop? Because I see tweets from you like it'll be the middle of the day and then like late at night for West Coast baseball. So when do you start and stop?
Oh, man. during baseball season, I really don't. So, I typically work a regular 9-to-5 with MLB, obviously, working on my site, Baseball Savant, working with StatCast. And then at night when I'm relaxing, I'll watch the games. But I don't put that much work into it. I mean, I'm relaxing watching the game. I love baseball. And I'll just see an interesting play. I just kind of watch the game a little differently. I'll see, like, an amazing play by Addison Russell where he throws it from, you know, he's laying on his back and he throws it across the diamond and he throws it, like, 75 miles an hour. I'll just look it up. It's really easy for me to do that. And then I'll just be like, I'll just tweet it out. So, I mean, it's kind of fun for me.
I always wonder, too, and this is the sort of the game that I play in my head, because we have now, as you referred to, is what is called the StatCast era. So all of these all-time records can only be applied to something in the StatCast era. Yet some, and I'm sure you wonder, too, what was Babe Ruth's exit velocity? What was Bob Feller's spin rate? You know, some of these things that we'll absolutely never know, and there's no way of going back to any old video and finding out, but it might be nice to even anecdotally get some sort of estimation of where the StatCast era is and how much different it is from baseball, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, I'm from Houston, and I kind of grew up an Astros fan, and the one I want to know is the Albert Pujols pull-out home run against Brad Lynch. That thing went 550 feet, yeah. Still hasn't landed. I mean, that had to have been one of the highest exit velocity home runs ever, I would assume.
I would say that, and maybe what Reggie Jackson did to Charlie Huff for that third home run in the World Series, where you figure that ball went that far off a knuckleball, meaning he provided all of the force to drive that out. It was not an elastic collision from which he benefited.
Yeah, you know, actually, and I think Mike Trout a couple years ago hit a knuckleball, and it was the highest generated of force or whatever it was, miles per hour subtracted by pitch speed. So it was like he hit it like 118 miles an hour, and the pitch was going 62 miles an hour.
Wow. See, this is the kind of stuff you get from our guest, Darren Willman. You should be following at StatCast. You should be following at Darren W. Darren, this is a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks. Anytime.
That's Darren Willman of MLB, their Director of Research and Development. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by Lowe's. Cubs taking on the Brewers. White Sox play Minnesota. Chicago's baseball schedule is brought to you by Lowe's. Stop at Lowe's' Spring Black Friday event for Valspar paint and primer, starting at a new lower price of $19.98. Offer valid through May 1st, U.S. only. See store for details. We have some details on an interesting hire on the University of Illinois basketball bench, to say the least. David Haugh wrote about it, and he's going to talk about it with us next on the Bernstein and Goff Show with Lawrence Holmes sitting in for the vacationing Jason Goff on Sports Radio 670.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money saving motoring.
Hint number 4.
Worn out tires can cost you a lot more than new tires.
It's true. In the long run, badly worn tires put stress on suspension parts,
which can lead to real expensive repairs.
Worn tires have poor traction.
That's why so many families are riding on Merlin 200,000 mile warranty tires.
What's your family riding on?
Stop in at your local Merlin 200,000 mile shop for details and a free tire inspection today.
At Merlin. More life for you and your car.
It's rebate madness at Merlin's. Visit merlins.com/spring to save $60 on Continental tires and get a $70 rebate. Then save 10% on Monroe shocks and struts with a $100 rebate. Plus, get another $100 rebate when you use your Merlin credit card. See shop for promotion details. Visit merlins.com/spring for coupons. Stop by for a free inspection today.
There's a drive. Home run! Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
The latest thing in tile is Brick, as in the Brick Look porcelain tile that you can get right now at the Home Depot. Whether you're framing a fireplace or covering a wall, Brick Look tile is an easy, inexpensive way to add character to your home. We have dozens of styles to choose from and great ideas on how to use them. For looks that range from stately to cozy to just plain cool, get the look of Brick for the price of tile, as little as $4.99 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This week on the Taz Show, reactions to Raw after WrestleMania.
The way Raw started, from the cold open with The Undertaker